我们开始的时候，请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读一些主的话。
May we begin by turning to the Word of God.
请弟兄姊妹打开约翰福音第十四章。
Please turn with me to John chapter 14.
约翰福音第十四章。
John chapter 14.
我们从16节读到20节。
Verse 16 through 20.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may be with you forever.That is the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not behold him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. After a little while, the world will behold me no more, but you will behold me, because I live, you shall live also. In that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you.
第二十六节
，Verse 26。
但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you.
第十五章
Chapter 15,
第二十六节
Verse 26。
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，就是从父出来真理的圣灵，他来了就要为我做见证。
When the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the one Spirit of Truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness of me.
第十六章第七节
Chapter 16, verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来。我若去，就差他来。
But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Comforter shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
我们再请看约翰一书第二章。
Next, please turn to 1 John.
第一节。
1 John.
第二章第一节，约翰一书。
1 John chapter 2, verse 1.
我小子们啊，我将这些话写给你们，是要叫你们不犯罪。若有人犯罪，在父那里我们有一位中保，这个中保呢，原文也就是保惠师，就是那义者耶稣基督。
My little children, I am writing these things to you that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate, and that advocate is also, the comforter with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
我们最后请弟兄姊妹看一处旧约的圣经，以西结书第36章。
Please, next, we'll turn to Ezekiel.
36章。
Ezekiel 36.
第26节和27节。
Verses 26 and 27.
我也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例， 谨守遵行我的典章。
Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will be careful to observe my ordinances.
读圣经的人都晓得啊，约翰福音第14章到16章，这是主耶稣离开世间以前在地上非常重要的讲论。
Those who read the Bible are familiar with John chapter 14 through 16, and this is the period where Jesus talks about his departure, and he gives important words to the disciples.
因为这一段的讲论呢，关乎到基督徒属灵的生活侍奉和整个教会的生活。
And these few chapters speak of a Christian's service and life in the Lord.
因为我们的主在这里提到另外一位保惠师，就是圣灵。
And here the Lord Jesus mentions another comforter, which is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们蒙恩得救的人，
So for those who are born again,
我们不仅知道主给我们一个新的生命，
We not only know that the Lord has given us a new life,
我们也应当知道神也差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
But we should also know that the Holy Spirit now lives in us.
这是新生活的一个重要的根据。
And this is a very important aspect of our new life in God.
我们感谢主今天早晨啊，有15位的弟兄姊妹受浸归在主的名下。
We thank God that this morning there were 15 brothers and sisters who were baptized into the Lord's name.
这个意思呢，也就是说从今天开始起他们要过属灵的生活。
And what this means is from today and onward, they are going to live a spiritual life.
那么这个属灵的生活是怎么过的呢？
And how do we live this spiritual life?
跟主所讲的这一段话是非常的有密切的关系。
And it is directly linked to what the Lord Jesus is talking about in these verses.
什么叫做属灵的生活？
What is a spiritual life?
真正的跟随圣灵的带领的才是属灵的生活。
A spiritual life is a life that completely follows the leading of the Holy Spirit.
所以从今天开始起，
So today and forward,
如果新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，你开始会跟从圣灵，那么你就开始过属灵的生活。
Those who are baptized this morning, if you can learn to listen to and follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, then you will live a spiritual life.
我们多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹也是一样。
For those of us who have been saved for many years,
如果在你的生活中你没有跟随圣灵，你那个不算属灵的生活。
If you have been living your life without being obedient to the Holy Spirit, then you are not living a spiritual life.
这是一个简单的定义，但是非常重要。
And this is a very simple principle, but it's very important.
你想想看，我们蒙恩了这么多年，我们真的在过属灵的生活吗？
You think of how many years you've walked with the Lord, have we really been living a spiritual life?
你天天的生活都是跟随圣灵吗？
And in your daily life, are you following the Holy Spirit?
像我们说唱的诗歌一样，
just like the hymn we just sang,
无论尺寸步都是跟随圣灵，每一个步每一个脚步。
No matter where we go, step by step, are we following the Holy Spirit?
是真正的每天逐日逐时，是 day by day 的跟随吗？
Are we following the Lord day by day and moment by moment?
所以你从这一个简单的定义里面就知道了，弟兄姊妹们，我们到底有没有在过属灵的生活。
So with this simple principle in mind, it should tell us, have we been walking a spiritual walk?
所以出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹们，从今天开始起你需要跟随圣灵。
So those who are newly born again this morning, we need to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
我们多年蒙恩的弟兄姊妹，
For those of us who have been saved
for many years, 我们要重新被提醒，
We need to be reminded again.
我们如果要过属灵的生活，你还是需要跟随圣灵。
If we want to live a spiritual life, we have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
那么我们讲到侍奉，
And we'll talk about service.
我们知道蒙恩得救之后我们要服侍神。
We know that after we are born again, we need to serve God.
什么叫做属灵的侍奉？
What does spiritual service mean?
只有跟随圣灵的那个侍奉叫做属灵的侍奉。
Only the service that was has been led by the Holy Spirit is considered spiritual service.
你们原谅我这样说。
And allow me to say it this way.
你凭你自己的热心，凭你自己的想法定义所做的，不叫做属灵的侍奉。
Service according to your own, passions and zeal and heart, does not count as spiritual service.
只有跟随圣灵，与圣灵一同配合的那一个侍奉，才是真正的属灵的侍奉。
Only service that has been led by the Holy Spirit counts as spiritual service.
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道啊，许多时候人可以不知道，但是呢，我们没有办法欺骗我们的神的。
Sometimes, man, we don't know, but we can't deny the fact that the Holy Spirit knows.
所以属灵的生活不是每个礼拜天呢，夹了圣经来这里坐一坐，唱唱诗歌，那么或者有点奉献，这个就是不是。
The spiritual life is not being a Sunday Christian where you sit in the pews every week and you carry your Bibles with you.
是你跟从了圣灵的。那个才叫做属灵的生活。
Only if you have been obedient to the Holy Spirit, that counts as a spiritual life.
只有那个跟从了圣灵的侍奉才是真正的侍奉。
Only the service that has been led by the Holy Spirit counts as spiritual service.
教会生活也是这样。
Church life is no different.
我们只有活在圣灵的带领底下，那个才是真正的身体的生活，教会的生活。
If we live according to the leading of the Spirit, that counts as spiritual, a church life.
所以弟兄姊妹们，约翰福音十四章以后，主留下了非常重要的话。
So in John chapter 14 and on, John leaves very important words for us.
很可惜啊，我们很多弟兄姊妹对这些话并不陌生，但是在我们的生活侍奉里面完全忽略它。
Unfortunately, these words are not unfamiliar to us, but in the reality in our lives, we ignore it.
我们在教会的生活中也忽略它。
And in our, church life, we have ignored it.
所以今天如果我们的生活，我们的侍奉，我们教会的生活要在主的眼中算为数，必须跟随圣灵。
So if we want to live our life in a way where it counts before God, then we have to live a life that is led by the Holy Spirit.
所以这是非常重要的。
And this is very important.
所以我们请新蒙恩的弟兄姊妹记得，今天开始起你要过属灵的生活，你的根据是什么呢？根据就是圣灵。
And for those who are just newly baptized and reborn, how do you live a spiritual life? You have to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
God sent His Spirit to live in us.
他要引导我们。
He will lead us.
并且呢，他要负一个责任，要叫我们属灵生命能够成长。
And his responsibility in our life is to cause our spiritual life to grow.
所以一个基督徒啊，看看他属灵生命成长的光景，就知道他有没有顺从圣灵。
And so for a gauge in how a Christian has matured or not is dependent on whether that Christian has followed the Holy Spirit or not.
我们知道在主的救恩还没有完成。
So,while the Lord's salvation has not been completed yet,
五旬节还没来到，圣灵还没有降临。
Pentecost had not come yet, and the Holy Spirit had not descended.
在旧约圣经的里面，
in the Old Testament,
神已经借着先知以西结预言这件事情。
Through the prophet Ezekiel, the Lord already prophesied the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那个是我们得救的故事。
And that is the story of our salvation.
神怎样在我们里面除去了一个石头一样的心。
How the Lord has removed a heart of stone out of our body.
给我们一个肉心。
And gave us a heart of flesh.
然后呢，他借着他的新生命在我们里面产生一个心灵。
And in He's given us His Spirit and placed it in us to give us a new spirit.
那么圣灵就住在这个心灵的里面。
And that Holy Spirit lives in our new spirit.
你看，在旧约时代，神已经借着先知的预言呢，已经把这个图画给我们清清楚楚的把它摆明出来了。
So in the Old Testament, through the prophet Ezekiel, God has already prophesied and give us a complete picture of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们作为神的儿女，
we are the children of God.
我们必须知道怎样过属灵的生活。
We have to know how to live a spiritual life.
必须知道怎样来服侍我们的神。
We must know how to serve our God.
必须知道怎样过教会的生活。
We have to know how to live a church life.
那个关键就在于那一位保惠师。
And all of that lies in, the focal point of that comforter.
啊，主耶稣在约翰福音第十四章一开头就告诉我们。
In John chapter 14, he tells us.
他说我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
He says that, and I will ask the Father and he will give you another comforter.
啊，你看英文的更清楚，就另一位保惠师。
It's another comforter.
什么叫做另一位保惠师啊？
And what does it mean, another comforter?
弟兄姊妹，这说明什么？主耶稣道成肉身在地上的时候，他自己就是保惠师。
This speaks to the fact that when the Lord Jesus came into the world in the form of flesh, he himself was the comforter.
所以约翰一书第二章第一节讲说呢，他是我们的中保，是我们的保惠师。
And in, that's why in 1 John chapter 2 it says that he is our advocate.
所以主耶稣自己是保惠师。
So the Lord Jesus himself is our comforter.
现在他要离开了。
And he is about to depart.
他求父，父就赐另外一位保惠师。
And he pleaded for the Father to send another comforter.
所以我们今天呢，在主面前必须认识，当我们提到保惠师的时候呢，我们知道主耶稣是保惠师，圣灵也是保惠师。
So today when we mention the word comforter, we have to understand that Jesus is our comforter and the Holy Spirit is also our comforter.
主耶稣为什么会用保惠师这个字呢？
And why did the Lord Jesus use the word comforter?
这个字啊，意思非常的宝贵。
And the meaning is very precious.
啊，那么我现在呢，把这个希腊文的这个保惠师的这个词呢，这个字呢，给弟兄姊妹做简单的解释。
And I'll use the Greek word to give you a simple definition.
这个字呢，希腊字呢念作Parakletos.
And this Greek word is parakletos.
啊，这个 parakletos 呢，我们在希腊原文里面知道是两个字把它合成的一个字。
And this word is actually two words that are put together.
这个 para 是什么意思呢？
And what does para mean?
Para 就是 beside, 就是在你旁边的。
It means that beside.
这个 kletos 是什么意思呢？
And what does kletos mean?
Kletos 就是你随时可以跟他打招呼的。
Kletos means the one who is always called and you can always address and call to them.
所以你看见哈，这个意思放在一起的时候呢，
So when you combine these two words,
你直译的话就说那位站在你旁边你随时可以跟他打招呼的。
When you put these words together, it is the one who stands beside you and you can always call to him.
啊，那么弟兄姊妹们，我要稍微的提醒一下。
And I'd like to remind you,
我们知道圣灵是神。
We know that the Holy Spirit is God.
你不要把他当成你的仆人啊。
And we cannot make him our servant.
因为他站在你旁边，你随时可以招呼他，好像是站在一个仆人的地位上，但是他是神，你必须对他有敬重。
The Holy Spirit is the one who stands beside you and is the one that you can call upon, but we have to recognize that he is God and he is not our slave.
我们更好的一个解释就是说呢，好像父亲呢对孩子一样。
And we can also use an analogy between a father and a son.
你看那个小孩子小的时候啊，这个做父母的人整天都跟着他，对不对？
So when the father has a child, he's always beside the child.
啊，这个孩子一喊 daddy, 父亲就是 yeah。
And when the son calls out to the father is immediately there.
你不是这样回应吗？
Is that how you respond?
你看那个妈妈也是一样，对不对？
And same with the mother.
她是神，她爱我们。
He is God and He loves us.
他随时站在我们的旁边。
He is always beside us.
你任何事情、任何的情绪、任何的感觉，你都可以 call 他。
Any feelings or emotions or questions that we have, we can always call to Him.
所以我们知道这个保惠师光是这个希腊文的这个字本身就非常的有意义。
The word comforter in the original Greek carries a lot of meaning.
那么在无论中英文的圣经里面都有不同的翻译。
Regardless of the Chinese version or the English version, there are also different translations of this word.
那么在中文里面翻成安慰者。
And the Chinese, uses the word comforter.
感谢主。
And we thank God.
他的确是我们的安慰者。
He truly is our comforter.
我们知道在生活中有人能安慰我们，那真是何等大的福气啊。
It is truly blessed if we can have someone who can comfort us in life.
因为我们今天生活在地上真是多灾多难。
Because how difficult is our life in this world?
我们需要人的安慰。
And we do need a comforter.
如果我们遇见难处了，有人能安慰我们，你看看这个是多么叫我们里面温暖的。
When we face difficulties in our life and we have someone who can comfort us, that brings a lot of warmth and peace.
因为你要安慰一个人呢。
To comfort someone,
你一定要知道他的光景，能够体会他的心情，对不对？
You have to know that other person's condition and know their heart in order to properly comfort them.
我们有时候搞不清楚，我们就安慰别人，越安慰人家越难过。
Sometimes we don't understand the situation, we try to comfort and we make the situation worse.
因为你根本没有摸到人家里面的那个难处，对不对？
Because maybe we don't understand fully what's inside their heart.
感谢神。
But thank God.
任何人都不能体会你的难处。
No one else can comfort us.
在这里有一位。
But there is one who can comfort us.
他被称作是安慰者。
He is deemed the comforter.
他能给你带来最大的安慰。
And he will bring us the best
他完全了解你。
And he completely understands.
有的时候啊，他认识你比你自己认识你自己还多呢。
And many times he knows us better than we know ourselves.
你看，神是何等的爱我们。
You see how much God loves us.
派了这么一位安慰者在我们的里面。
That he sent this comforter, to us.
那么第二个翻译啊。
The second translation of this word.
有人把它翻作中保。
And it's translated as the mediator.
在达比圣经里面呢，他用了一个 patron 这个字，用了这么一个字。
Darby uses another word called patron.
Patron. Patron 这个字呢，就是帮助的意思，帮助者的意思。
And, has the meaning, carries the meaning of a helper.
我们都知道这个中保啊，就是你去替别人做保。
And we know that a mediator is the middleman for someone.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有替别人做过保啊？
Have you been the middleman for someone before?
当你要替别人做保的时候，你心里面先预备好，你要准备什么？准备要吃亏的。
And as a middleman, you have to prepare yourself to carry the bad news maybe. Sometimes.
就是因为那个人呢，如果他做错了什么事情的话呢，人家找不到他来解决问题，就要找你了。
Because the one that committed fault, the one who is going after the one who committed fault will then go after you as a mediator.
我曾经知道有人呢，因为别人做保到最后倾家荡产，就是整个财产都失去了。
So I once knew someone who was a mediator which caused the primary person to lose all of his wealth.
对。把所有的家产财产通通赔掉了。
And the mediator used all of the wealth of that, the primary person's wealth to pay off the debt.
感谢主，他是我们的中保。
But we thank God that He is the mediator.
现在呢，圣灵也做中保。
And the Holy Spirit is our mediator.
他在神与人之间，在这里调解我们的问题。
And, he acts as the middleman between us and God and, solves our problems.
哎呀，我常常感觉啊，若是没有我们的主在父与我们之间呢，
If there was no mediator between us and God,
我们恐怕早就灭亡了呢。
We would have perished long ago.
感谢主。
But we thank God.
所以呢，这是第二个翻译啊，我只能简单的说是叫中保。
So this is the second translation of this word mediator of the.
第三个翻译。
And the third translation.、啊、
我们中文呢，我圣经里面没有，但是可以把它翻作是辩护者。
And it is the advocate.
啊，英文是这样翻的。这个 advocate 这个字哈，简单的来说就是 lawyer。
The advocate is like our lawyer.
啊，那么就是呢，主耶稣在地上的时候呢，他是那个替我们辩护，他是做辩护者的。
And when the Lord Jesus was in the world, he was our advocate.
但是我们要知道，他是为谁做辩护呢？
But who was he advocating for?
那么主耶稣做中保，做这个辩护者，他是为着神做辩护呢。
And he was being an advocate for God.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要知道他爱我们。
We have to know that he loves us.
他关心我们。
And he cares about us.
但是呢，他却永远替神说话。
But he will always speak only for God.
他从来不要替人的失败软弱去说话。
And he will never speak on behalf of man's weaknesses and failures.
你知道我们人呢，有这个软弱。
You know, humans, we have this weakness.
啊，如果我儿子犯错了。
If my son committed a fault.
因为我爱他啦，所以我就替他的错误呢，我就是用，都是用好话替他讲，对不对？
But because I love my son, I would use good words to speak about his fault.
我们在生活中这种太多了。
And in our life, we have too many examples.
啊，我们看见人的失败软弱了，哎，我们就印着爱心来包容他了。
And we see the fault in someone else, and out of love, we use kind words to uplift them.
但是你记得，主耶稣做辩护者。
But we have to know that Jesus as our advocate.
他是为真理做见证的。
He is an advocate for the truth.
是就是，不是就不是。
He advocates for what is true and what is not
true. 他永远是为神说话。
He only speaks on behalf of God.
但是他爱我们，他仍旧照顾我们。
But because he loves us, he cares for us.
所以主要求我们在地上生活中也是这样。
So the requirement of our life is the same.
基督徒是什么就说什么。是就是，不是就不是。
Let your truth be truth and your wrongs be wrong.
那么今天圣灵来住到我们里面也是一样。
And the Holy Spirit living in us is no different.
不管你自己感觉多么好，多么对，他说不对，那就是不对。
No matter how much you feel about yourself, how good you are, but if the Spirit tells us you're wrong, then you're wrong.
啊，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
因为他也是为神说话。
Because he is the one who speaks on behalf of God.
圣灵站在人这一面，却是替神说话。
The Spirit is beside you and he speaks for God.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
And this is a very important thing.
因为只有这样，他才能引我们走正路，你知道。
Only in this fashion can he lead us to walk on the straight and narrow.
所以这是这位保惠师的一个特性。
So this is one of the characteristics of the comforter.
第四个点。
And the fourth point.
关于保惠师的。
The fourth point, regarding the comforter.
在原文的意思里面它有代祷者的意思。
And in the original meaning, it carries the meaning of an intercessor.
因为我们很多时候我们不会祷告啊。
Because many times we don't know how to pray.
有一位代祷者在里面。
But there is an intercessor within us.
他会按照神的旨意替我们祷告。
And he will pray according to God's will for us.
啊，我请弟兄姊妹啊，打开罗马书第八章，我们把这里读一下，很重要啊。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
26 27节
26 and 27
况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，监察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we should. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. So you see, the Spirit lives in us. And he completely understands our needs.
但是呢, 他知道
But he also knows that we have been chosen for God's purpose. So he prays for God's will in our life.
哇, 只有这位代祷者,
Only this intercessor is truly the one who can intercede for us.
那么弟兄姊妹提到祷告这件事情,
and when I speak of praying,
因为我们有出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹,
and we have some new Christians here,
我稍微的在这里有一点点的说明,
and I'll speak a little bit on the topic of prayer.
因为我们有很多弟兄姊妹这些年呢, 发现有时候祷告啊, 祷告时候又是祷告父, 又是祷告子, 还有的祷告圣灵啊, 这个有时候会让很多弟兄姊妹非常的困扰。
And sometimes in our prayers, it can confuse others when we pray to the Father, some pray to the Son, and some to the Holy Spirit.
我想我简单的说明一下。
And I'll just simply speak.
圣经告诉我们神只有一位。
The Bible tells us that there is only one.
那么在新约圣经里面,
But in the New Testament,
当神出来做工的时候,
when God came forth to do his work,
他就取了三个不同的身份,
he took on three identities,
啊, 就是父、子、圣灵,
the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
但请我们记得神只有一位,
but please remember that God, in God there is only one.
是在他的工作里面的时候,
it's in his work.
他们有父、子、圣灵这样的一个分别。
Then there it's differentiated, the identity.
所以对于很多基督徒来讲呢, 这个里面有困惑。
And sometimes this has caused some confusion among us.
尤其我们在祷告的时候,
especially when we're praying.
啊, 所以又祷告父, 又祷告子, 又, 甚至有人祷告圣灵。
And sometimes people will pray to the Father, to the Son, and even to the Holy Spirit.
其实不需要这样的。
And in reality, we don't need to do this.
在这里, 弟兄姊妹们, 简单地明白一下。
And just simply trust this.
你祷告父,
when you pray to the Father,
就是祷告子。
Then you are praying to the Son.
你祷告子,
when you pray to the Son,
其实就是祷告父,
in reality, you are also praying to the Father.
准确地讲, 祷告父就是祷告神, 祷告子也是祷告神。
And to put it more accurately, when you pray to the Father, you are praying to God. When you are praying to the Son, you are also praying to God.
你不需要一个感觉说, 哎呦, 我跟父讲话了, 忘了跟子讲话了, 要跟子也讲几句, 不需要。
You don't have to have this feeling that, oh, I was praying to the Father, but I neglected talking to the Son and maybe give him a few words as well. In God, there is only one.
而圣灵呢, 是代祷者。
And the Holy Spirit is the intercessor.
在新约圣经里面呢, 没有这个例子, 看见说人向圣灵祷告。
And in the New Testament, there aren't any examples of ones who have prayed to the Holy Spirit.
当然我们肯定请求圣灵帮助我们。
But we can plead for the Spirit to help us.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 在祷告的事情上面,
So in the matter of prayer,
不需要把它弄得变成一个 混乱的情况。
We don't need to differentiate who we are addressing to make it confusing.
今天如果主的灵在你里面跟你祷告, 向主耶稣祷告, 就向主祷告。
And if the Spirit leads in your life to pray to the Son, then pray to the Son.
如果这个时候你里面感觉像儿子这样, 要父亲, 向父亲祷告, 向父祷告。
And if in a particular moment you feel like you are a child and you're praying to the Father, then address the Father.
好, 我想弟兄姊妹们, 那么感谢神把祷告的权柄给我们。
But we thank God that he's given us the privilege of prayer.
所以很多时候我们真是不知道怎样祷告时，圣灵在我们里面做代祷者。
And many times we don't know how to pray ourselves, but the Holy Spirit acts as our intercessor.
所以你看见啊，弟兄姊妹们，保惠师啊，这个里面所包含的意义是多么的丰富啊。
And you can see in this comforter, the word comforter carries so much more deeper meaning.
我想我只能简单的和弟兄姊妹们提一下。
And I can only simply mention these.
那么在圣经里面让我们看见主耶稣是保惠师。
And we see in the Bible that the Lord Jesus is the comforter.
那么圣灵又是保惠师。
And yet the Holy Spirit is also a comforter.
为什么会有 这样的一种的情形呢？
Why is there this situation where there are two?
那么这两个保惠师之间它有什么区别呢？
And what is the difference between Jesus and the Spirit?
弟兄姊妹们，圣经所以这样记载，主耶稣在肉身时候是保惠师，现在他离开了，差遣圣灵做保惠师，有非常重要的意义。
And the Bible tells us clearly when Jesus was here on earth, he was a comforter. When he departed, the Holy Spirit came as a comforter, and there's important meaning.
首先第一个方面，
the first point,
有外面的和里面的一个分别。
It speaks of the difference between outward versus inward.
我们晓得在四福音书的里面，
we know that in the four Gospels,
门徒们跟随主，
the disciples followed Jesus,
门徒们与主同住，
and they lived with Jesus,
都是外面的。
And these are all outward things.
是吧？他们呢，在那里听见主说话。
They heard the Lord Jesus preach.
那么，他们就跟随。
And they followed.
主吩咐他们做什么，他们就去做什么。
And when the Lord commanded them to do things, they were obedient.
但是有的时候吩咐了这一个那个又没听见，对吧？
But some he directed, specifically to a few, but the others did not hear that.
有时候主跟这些人讲话说那个又没听见。
The Lord Jesus will address some, but the others would not hear it.
你们记得那个多马就是这样。
And like Thomas.
啊，主耶稣从死里复活了。
That when after the Lord Jesus resurrected from the dead.
那主跟门徒们相聚，他又不在那里。
Well, the Lord Jesus came to meet the disciples, but Thomas was not there.
请我们记得那个时候圣灵还没有降临。
And keep in mind the Holy Spirit did not descend yet.
所以呢，在外面的跟随。
This outward following.
有他一个很大的一个缺陷在那里。
There's big limitations.
今天弟兄姊妹们，我们有很多基督徒啊，好像只在外面跟随主。
And today as Christians, it seems like we're just following God outwardly.
那么主不能以这样的光景为满足的。
But God cannot be satisfied with this condition.
所以五旬节以后圣灵降临。
So after Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
现在圣灵住在我们里面。
And now the Holy Spirit lives in us.
在约翰福音十四章告诉我们呢，他住在里面，就是神住进来了，父与子都在里面。
And in John 14, it tells us that when the Holy Spirit comes to live in us, the Father and the Son also live in us.
所以现在我们的跟随是里面的跟随。
So now our following of the Lord is an inward following.
不要以为这是一个简单的道理。
And don't take this as just a simple doctrine.
今天很多基督徒不懂得怎么样跟随主。
Today, many people don't know how to follow the Lord.
我们都是听着外面人的话跟随，很少弟兄姊妹听里面的声音跟随主。
It's easy for us to listen to the words that are preached and we follow those words, but to listen to our inward voice, we don't. And this is a great difference.
那么今天我们与主同住也是很重要，对吧？
And today, for us to abide in the Lord, it's also very important.
从前呢，主耶稣如果住在加百农，那个住在以色列，住在耶路撒冷，就没办法跟他同住。
And if in the past, when Jesus was here on earth, when he was in Jerusalem, then there's no way to have fellowship.
所以这个外面的住有做空间的一个阻隔的。
So this outward living, outward contact has limitations.
现在呢，主就住在我们里面。
But now the Lord lives in us.
所以我们常讲，你不要到外面去找主，主就在你里面。
So I tell people, don't go outside to look for the Lord. The Lord is in your heart.
哎呀，我常常感觉，有的时候主给我们也许那个道理太简单了，实行起来变得很难了。
Sometimes I feel that the Lord has given us.Made things so simple that it's so hard for us to follow.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要以为我们多年听见这些道理，我们很熟悉这些东西。我要问说，今天在我们的生活中，我们有实际这样的经历吗？
So don't fool ourselves into thinking that just because we've heard a lot of messages and walked with the Lord for many years that we have a spiritual life, but have we followed the leading of the Holy Spirit?
我们的主付了那么重大的代价成全这个救恩。
The Lord Jesus had paid such a great price to gain salvation for us.
结果在我们身上落空了。
But yet to us, it has been ignored and lost.
所以我们想，这样对主的亏欠是多么的厉害。
So we are truly indebted to the Lord.
啊，所以呢，从五旬节以后，我们看见神所有的带领从外面进到里面。
So from the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has brought the outward contact of the Lord into our lives.
所有今天基督徒的生活都是应该从里面往外去。
So our Christian life today should be generated from within.
我稍微做一点解释。 比方说今天你听到别人给你一个什么样的建议。
So, for example, today if you heard someone preach and they gave you some suggestions.
那么叫你去做什么?
And to accomplish some things.
弟兄姊妹们,这个说法也许不一定是有问题的。
And this, there might not be anything wrong with this.
但是你现在怎样?你要把这些说法重新带回到主跟前。
But what you have to do is bring all of these things that you've heard before the Lord.
要让主,让圣灵在你里面再说,你才去做。
And only when the Holy Spirit inside of us says it again to you, then you follow it.
我这样讲看起来好像是很麻烦，其实是很简单的。
It seems like this is a very tedious thing to do, but it really is simple.
因为所有属灵的事情都是从里往外的。
Because all things that are spiritual are initiated from within and then outwardly manifested.
求主怜悯我们。
So may God have mercy on us.
第二方面。
And the second point.
第二方面呢，我们看见哈，主耶稣做保惠师时候跟圣灵做保惠师的不同，一个是暂时的，一个是永远的。
So the second point is if the Lord Jesus being our comforter and the Holy Spirit being our comforter, the difference is that there is the issue of time.
对，主耶稣曾经三年半的时间跟门徒在一起。
The Lord Jesus spent 3.5 years with the disciples.
首先他要离开了。
And then he departed.
门徒们就很忧愁啊。
Then the disciples were saddened.
所以主说你们不要忧愁。
And the Lord encouraged the disciples.
我是暂时的离开你。
I'm only temporary leaving.
当那一位保惠师来的时候。
But when another comforter comes.
他就要永远与你们同住。
He will live in you forever.
他我不会撇下你们为孤儿。
And I will not leave you here as orphans.
所以今天保惠师在我们的里面就没有了所谓时间的一个限制。
So the Holy Spirit in our life as the Comforter, there is no limitations of time.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你感觉到你所蒙的恩典之大吗？
Can you feel how blessed you are?
你任何时候都可以依靠他。
At any moment you can rely on him.
任何环境都可以依靠他。
Any situation you're in, you can rely on him.
但是我们发现很多时候神的儿女们因为幼嫩还是不会依靠，所以我们还是外面依靠人。
But sometimes we're so stubborn that we don't look to the Holy Spirit, we're always relying on man from the outward.
所以这是可惜的事情。
And this is a very, unfortunate thing.
那么第三方面。
And the third point.
可以说呢，主耶稣做这一个保惠师的时候，这是一个客观的。
That when the Lord Jesus as a comforter, that was an objective thing.
那么圣灵来做保惠师的变成主观的。
But when the Holy Spirit came into our lives, then it became subjective.
因为从前他们在外面跟随主的时候只看主做。
Because when the disciples followed the Lord outwardly, they just saw what Jesus was doing.
哇，那个生活我想起来也是很刺激的。
And I thought about that life and what a stimulating life.
不是, very exciting.
Exciting life.
一下看主啊, 哇, 海面上行走了。这个是,
好。All of a sudden Jesus was walking on the water.
一看那个五饼二鱼的这个五千人吃饱了。
And all of a sudden 5,000 were fed.
哇, 一看一个死了的人主一祷告就活了。
And you have a dead man and Jesus prayed and he was resurrected.
哇, 那个长大麻风的人主这么一摸着一大麻风就好了。
那个 leprosy. Oh, the one with leprosy, he prayed and he was healed.
你想想看你这三年半跟着主在一起你不是很兴奋吗对不对
Isn't it an exciting thing if you were with Jesus for those 3.5 years?
我看弟兄姊妹听了也没有什么很兴奋。
And it seems like you guys aren't very excited.
因为我们不在那个场合里。
Because we weren't physically there.
如果在那个场合里，那我一定很兴奋啊。
If we were there, we would all be very excited.
多好啊，对不对啊
？How wonderful is that?
啊，现在呢，主要走了。
But here the Lord says He's going to depart.
其实呢，主要把更重要一个时候。
But in reality, God is going to bring forth a more important time.
他不是光他自己做给我们看。
Because God, when Jesus came, He didn't come just to display something.
他更重要是他透过我们来做。
More importantly, He wants to work through us.
所以你看，从前他们跟着主说，常常惊奇啊，圣经讲稀奇，哇，稀奇。
And the Bible mentioned many times that the the disciples were in awe.
到了五旬节以后，圣灵降临了。
And then after Pentecost and the Holy Spirit came,
这些犹太人看他们也稀奇。
All the rest of the Jews viewed the disciples and saw them in awe.
打鱼的人嘛，对不对？
And they looked at the disciples and said, weren't you just the fishermen from Galilee?
说话这么有智慧。
But yet your words have so much wisdom.
行事这么有大能，那个瘸腿的，生来瘸腿的，叫他起来行走。
And their work was so impressive, they caused the lame to walk.
哇，他们这个也能叫死人复活。
And they could also bring the dead to life.
别人开始稀奇他们。
And the...public would view them and see them and be in awe.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
今天如果在神的儿女中有的人哇一祷告这个行大事我们稀不稀奇啊你会很稀奇。
Today, if we saw someone who had this gift where they were, prayed and carried much power, we would be in awe as well.
我年轻的时候我跟着那些我也很稀奇。
When I was younger and I saw this, I was very, excited.
有一天我知道圣灵就在我里面。
And until one day I realized that the Holy Spirit is in me.
没有什么好稀奇的。
There's nothing to be in awe about.
在真正需要的情况里面。
In those moments of true need.
圣灵从里面显出来的时候一样是大能。
What the Holy Spirit will manifest to us is something that is great.
我们感谢主使用很多神的仆人。
So we thank God that He's used many, many, saints.
但他们所做的不是光叫我们稀奇。
But the work that God does is not just to excite us.
你要知道圣灵今天就在你里面。
We have to know that the Holy Spirit lives in us.
所有的恩赐都在你里面。
And all of the grace,
所有的能力都在你里面。
All of the gifts and all the power are in you.
所有的启示都在你里面。
And all the revelation is in you.
我从前读圣经的时候呢，我比较依靠别人所讲的。现在我发现圣灵在你里面，在我里面给我的解释是更好的。
In the past when I read God's word, I would rely on other people's commentary, but now I realize now that I have the Holy Spirit, I rely on Him to reveal God's word to me. So that comforter that descended, he made the objective life of the Lord Jesus into something that is subjective in our life. And this is a grace that every believer has. Only when you are born again, nothing else matters.
现在我们看别人有的时候行一些为他们感谢主我也不稀奇根本不需要稀奇。
And when other people are, blessed, I'm not in awe or excited.
那么弟兄姊妹们第四个点啊。
And the fourth point.
过去的呢可能都是比较属于知识型的道理型的。
And in the past, it was more knowledge based versus something that was practical and real.
听主讲道,
the disciples listening to Jesus preach,
做不到,
they couldn't hold to the preachings.
生活中也不会有实际,
they couldn't fulfill the preachings and they couldn't live it out in their lives.
另一位保惠师来了,
but now that comforter has
come. 他不是光叫你听到,
he not only wants you to listen to the preachings,
他能叫你经历得到, 叫你有实际,
but he allows those preachings that Jesus made into something that is real.
所以这个就在成变成道理的知识的和实际中间的一个大的分别。
And this is a big difference between knowledge versus reality.
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit came.
把我们引到实际的里面去。
And the Holy Spirit leads us into the reality.
那个跟你从外面听见的完全是不同的境界。
And this is completely different than what you have only heard of in the past.
就像列王记上第十章记载那个示巴女王的故事一样。
Just like in 1 Kings, when it mentioned of the Queen of Sheba.
她从前在非洲的时候啊
When she was in Africa,
那人家就告诉他所罗门多有智慧，所罗门的荣华富贵有多大，他听了，对不对
？She heard of the greatness of King Solomon, the wealth and his wisdom.
他说不不不，不能光听，我要去看一看。
And she said, I can't only hear of this, I need to go see it for myself.
我要自己去听一听。
I need to go and listen to his words myself.
不远千里的带着人呢，到了。
So she brought thousands with her to Jerusalem.
当她听见所罗门智慧的言语,
when she heard Solomon's wisdom,
然后看见所罗门的那个文武百官呢，在那个他的王宫里面说的摆设,
and when she witnessed for herself the all of the
他的 officer,
all of the King Solomon's staff.
Staff 也可以。凡是那些跟他的官呢，他底下的很多。
All of his commanding officers.
啊，那他看见这个时候，圣经记载说他看见是这个都变得魂不附体。
And she
这个魂要跑掉了。
And she said that when she saw how great this scene was, that her.
他说了一句什么话呢？他说：“我现在亲眼看见、亲眼听见的，比我在非洲所听见的不知道要差多少。”
And she said that when she heard the report, it was completely different than what her eyes had witnessed.
他说：“我在那个非洲听见的时候还不到一半。”
And she said the things that I heard of when I was in Africa, this was only half of what I was able to witness with my own eyes.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
如果你今天容许圣灵把你带入那个属灵的实际，
so today, if we are willing to let the Holy Spirit bring us into the reality,
你就知道那是什么是荣耀。
Then you will know what glory is.
你才知道今天地上看见的、眼睛看见的、人在那里夸张的东西啊，那是差的不过十万八千里。
And you'll notice that the things that man brags about and preaches about is nothing compared to what the Holy Spirit can reveal to us.
这一位保惠师的降临，
so this comforter that has descended
给我们带来何等大的一个祝福，
has brought forth a tremendous blessing to us.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们在这里还需要领会，
we also need to acknowledge
这另一位保惠师的降临，
that thisthis another comforter that has come.
他要把前一位保惠师所完成的一切都做工在我们身上。
He wants to take all of the work of Jesus and complete it in us.
啊，这是圣灵今天在我们身上伟大的工作。
And this is the great work of the Holy Spirit in us.
虽然现在方式上面不一样，性质上不一样。
And today the method is different and the nature of it is different.
因为现在的方式是里面的，不是外面的。
Because now it is something that is from within, not from the outside.
现在是在灵里面的，不是在外面的。
And now it is from the spirit and not the physical world.
但是请我们记得，
But may we remember,
那个内容是完全一样的。
But the content is the same.
所以圣经才讲，圣灵有一天做工在我们身上，把我们带到完全的时候，怎么样？就跟主耶稣一样。
And the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will one day lead us to be more like Christ.
是外面的保惠师把付了重大的代价，把神所托付的完成。
The outward comforter in Jesus, what he has accomplished, the Holy Spirit will lead that into completion in us.
对，现在圣灵把它带到我们里面，把它完成。
And the Holy Spirit in us.Makes that complete.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
一个基督徒蒙恩得救，
a Christian who is born again,
不仅得到新生命，
not only did they receive a new life,
另一个保惠师现在住在你的里面，
but another comforter now lives in us.
我们必须要明白这个真理，
and we have to understand this.
求主使我们能够在这一位保惠师的带领底下。
And may the Lord, under the leading of the Holy Spirit,
因着我们的对他的顺服。
And may we be obedient to the Spirit's leading.
让我们能真正达到救恩终极的目的。
So that we can truly fulfill the ultimate goal of salvation.
今天你受浸只是一个开始啊。
Today, baptism is just the beginning.
还没达到那个最后的目的。
And we haven't attained to that full goal.
今天我们这些基督徒蒙恩多年，我们还在半路上呢。
And those of us who are still here, we're only halfway there.
还没到那个终极的目的。
We haven't completed the goal.
所以我们需要顺服这位保惠师。
So we have to be obedient to this comforter.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道你一得救之后哈，这个保惠师在里面是真的。
After you're born again and the Holy Spirit that comes to live with you, he is real.
第一个你可以听见他的声音。
The first one is you can hear his voice.
我永远都不会忘记啊。
I'll never forget.
我16岁蒙恩得救。
When I was 16 years old and was born again,
很快我就听见圣灵的声音。
I immediately heard the voice of the Spirit.
从那个时候一直听到今天呢。
And from that day all the way until today,
他常常对我们说，对我说话的。
He is constantly speaking to me and leading me,
光照我的。
And shining his light on me.
弟兄姊妹们，你要听见他的声音。
Brothers and sisters, we need to hear his voice.
你开头也许听得不清楚。
Maybe in the beginning it's unclear.
不要紧，你慢慢的学习顺服。
But gradually we learn obedience.
就像一个小孩刚生出来的时候。
Just like a baby that was born, newly born.
这个爸爸的声音，妈妈的声音也搞不清楚，对不对？
Initially the baby can't differentiate between mom and dad's voice.
过几个月之后啊， after few months.
After a few months.
我替他翻译。过不了几个月之后啊，
After a few months,
那么诶他就知道这个是爸爸，那个是妈妈。
Then the baby can differentiate the voices of mom and dad.
他不需要看见，他一听见这是妈妈声音，那个是爸爸声音。
And the baby doesn't even need to look, they could just hear the voice and know that it's dad or mom.
所以刚得救不要着急。
So when you're a newborn Christian,
反正你里面有好，叫你做好事的，你就顺着去做。
We don't need to worry, but just learn to listen to his voice.
你要听这个声音。
We have to hear the voice.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，基督徒是因听话而活在神跟前的。
Christians, live before God, living before God, we need to hear His voice.
听谁的话？
Whose voice are we listening to?
听神的话。
We need to listen to God's voice.
我们的麻烦就是常常很喜欢听人的话。
The problem that we have is we like to listen to man's words.
更麻烦是我们喜欢教导人。
And,
要人听我们的话，更麻烦。
The even greater concern is that we like to lead others.
所以我们鼓励弟兄姊妹要听圣灵的话。
So we need to go back and listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
不仅听他的话。
Not only listen to his voice.
在你的生活中你要察觉圣灵的同在。
We have to know that the Holy Spirit is, we have his presence in us.
他真的是在你里面。
That he really is in you.
这个莫安德烈弟兄啊曾经这样说啊。Andrew Murray.
Andrew Murray, said this.
他说呢今天圣灵住在啊我们人意识的最深的那个部分。
That the Holy Spirit lives in the depths of our being.
他说呢有的时候你需要有点安静的时间运用信心等候在他面前。
Sometimes we need to quiet ourselves, practice our faith, and wait upon him.
你会发觉他真的在那里。
Then you will realize that he is truly there.
弟兄姊妹，这个圣灵的同在是非常非常宝贵的一件事情。
The presence of God is a truly precious thing.
如果你能察觉到他的同在，
If we can feel his presence,
你什么都不需要怕。
Then we don't have to fear anything.
你什么都不需要担忧。
We don't have to worry about anything.
你看这是生活中多么大的一个福气啊。
What a huge blessing this is in our life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当我们一得救的时候。
When we are saved.
我们再说新的生命进来了。
I'll say again, the new life has entered in us.
第一个现象显出来就是你里面的灵活过来了。
The first thing is that your spirit has been, quickened.
那么它呢好像这个变成了一个新的灵。
A new spirit within us.
那么圣灵就住在这个灵的里面。
And that Holy Spirit lives in our new spirit.
诶这一下之间啊你会发觉神的那个存在对我们来讲是真实的东西了。
Then we realize that the presence of God is real.
我举个例子你们就明白了。
And I'll give you an example.
从前我没有信主的时候啊。
Prior to me believing in the Lord.
人告诉我们说有神，哎呀，那我们很生气，这个迷信跟他辩论，对吧？
Prior to us believing in the Lord, if someone said that there is a God, we would go and argue with them.
我们非要证实没有神。
We want to argue the point that there is no God.
哎呀，我们是轻看这些信神、相信神的人。
And we despise the people who talk about God.
但是从你得救那天开始起啊。
But from the moment you have believed in God,
你发现有个大的转变。
You realize that there's a big change.
如果你耳朵一天听见有人在那说没有神，你马上就冲过去了，对不对？
If you hear someone say there is no God, you flip a 180 and you argue for the case of God.
你怎么说没有神？有神的。
How can you say there's no God? There is a God.
啊，我们开头呢也讲不清楚。
And in the beginning, we may not be able to verbalize
correctly.
And that other person says, take God out and show him to
me. 哎呀，我们真是苦啊，神在里面，我们讲不出来。
And it's difficult when we're, and we're,
是不是这样吗?
And we're, inadequate
哎呀,
in saying how God is real in us.
流汗了, 跟他讲说, 有神啊, 有神啊。
And we try to use our own words to try to convince them that there is a God.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见这个差别吗?
Do you see the difference?
这差别就是呢, 你里面有了新的生命。
The difference is that in you there is a new life.
圣灵已经在你里面。
And the Holy Spirit is in you.
所以你对主的救恩的态度完全改变。
So your attitude towards salvation is completely different.
是不是这是很自然的事情,对不对?
This is a very natural thing, isn't it?
所以弟兄姊妹们,这些呢,都是一些证据告诉我们,今天你蒙恩得救了,你里面改变。
All of these testify to us that we are born again and we have a new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
要听这位保惠师的,
we need to listen to this comforter.
要察觉他的同在,
we have to feel his presence.
这样给我们一生的生活侍奉和教会的生活带来莫大的祝福。
And this will bring into our life, our spiritual life, our church life,Everything, it will be blessed.
所以在约翰福音里面,
so in the Gospel of John,
当主要离开这个世间之前,
prior to just immediately before Jesus is going to depart,
在14章到16章他讲了一段非常重要的话。
In chapters 14 through 19, he gives us these important words.
这一段话,
these verses,
请我们记得,
may we remember,
是关乎我们属灵的生活。
Is directly linked to our spiritual life.
关乎我们属灵的侍奉。
It speaks of our service.
也关乎我们教会的生活。
And is linked to our church life.
甚至也关乎到主的再来。
And it also is linked to the Lord's return.
所以请我们记得。
So may we remember.
当主离开的之后。
After the Lord departed.
那么有另外一位保惠师来了。
Another comforter has come.
所以我们需要对这另外一位保惠师我们有认识。
So we need to come to know this other comforter.
应该学习顺服他。
And we need to be obedient to him.
我们好不好请弟兄姊妹再来唱刚才唱的那首诗歌237首。
Can we sing hymn 237 again?
这是一个真正认识圣灵的人写的诗歌。
This is a hymn written by someone who really truly knows the Lord.
或者说呢,是认识保惠师的。
Or someone who knows the comforter.
这首诗歌呢,这个讲得很清楚。
This hymn speaks of this very clearly.
那么他告诉我们,我们无论尺寸步都要靠神话语的指挥。
And it says that we have to go step by step in the light of His Word.
这样的你就有主的能力和生命。
Then we have the Lord's strength to walk.
那么他第二节告诉我们。
In verse 2 it tells us.
如果我们活在这位保惠师的带领底下。
If we live under the leading of this comforter.
我们心中就充满平安。
Then our hearts will be filled with peace.
我们在光中就常常唱歌。
And in the light, in His light we will sing and joy.
魂间就充满音乐。
And our souls will be full of music.
这是真的经历啊。
And this is a real experience.
然后第三节说呢。
In verse 3.
那么你真正跟随这位保惠师。
If you truly follow this comforter,
你生活中就充满了甘甜。
Your life will be sweet.
听他的声音，遵行他的智慧。
And listening to his voice and doing his will.
哇，那你那个生活跟主之间是非常的紧密。
You see how closely knit our life is with this comforter.
第四节说。
The verse 4.
如果你跟随这位保惠师。
If we follow, if we walk with this comforter.
他能带领我们脱离罪脱离忧虑也脱离那个苦害。
He frees us from all sin, care, and pain.
并且呢一路甘甜祷告相信只等到主回来。
Praying, working, trusting sweetly all the way.
这是我们做诗的人讲到他跟随主的生活。
And this is the, what the author has written down and how, they,Follow the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的生活是这样的吗？
Is our life like this today?
你不要光嘴巴唱啊。
Don't sing this only with our mouth.
我们要进入这个光景才好啊。
We need to enter into this reality.
许多新蒙恩弟兄姊妹，但愿从今天开始，请你进入这个生活。
So those who are new Christians today and onward, we need to sing this hymn.
如果我们多年蒙恩得救的人，现在生活呢，这个怎么讲？这个很 miserable 的，这个很混乱的。
And those who have walked with the Lord for many years, if today you're living a miserable Christian life,
那么希望今天开始进入这个光景。
I hope that today and onward, we can enter into this reality.
请弟兄姊妹一同起来唱吧。
Can we stand and sing this?
大家一起站起来唱。我们把这首诗歌唱到我们心里去。
And may we sing this hymn into our heart.
我们这样，第一节呢，我们大家一起唱。
Let's sing verse 1 together.
然后呢，第二节呢，弟兄唱，第三节姊妹唱。
Verse 2 we'll have the brothers sing, and verse 3 the sisters.
第四节我们一起唱。
And verse 4 we'll sing together.
唱完之后呢，我们仍旧是在主面前呢，有点祷告的时间。
And after we sing this hymn, we'll commit our prayers to the Lord.
我们同声祷告。
And we can pray in unison.
那么如果有弟兄姊妹受圣灵的感动，简单的也带着我们做祷告。
And we can ask a couple of brothers and sisters to lead us in prayer.
请主安娜给我们弹一句好了。你看这首歌是很轻快的所以大家唱的轻快，不要唱的很沉重
This hymn should be sung with a lot of joy, so don't sing it with a heavy heart.
把心灵打开，好吗
？Open up your heart.
从心里面来唱。
Sing with our hearts.
来。何等的安慰，蒙圣灵的安慰，主日主时与主同行，无论尺寸不靠话语的智慧，有主能力和主生命，心中我是心中在圣灵的能力中，生活我是生活在话语的心事中，是他保守我，是他带领我，主日主时蒙他安慰我。来，暂停一下，暂停一下。
We'll stop here for a moment.
你看这个副歌里面呢，这个英文的很好，英文加了一个字
In the English, in the refrain,
他说 walking, yes.
It adds a word. It says walking, yes.
Yes. 弟兄姊妹们。你怎么说 ？Yes 吗
？Would you say yes？
这个中文怎么讲？是的，对吧
？In Chinese，
中文没有翻出来，可惜。
In the Chinese, this does not exist。
所以你唱英文的人唱到那里要大声说 Yes。
So those who sing English, when we say come to the word yes，
今天就是这个样。
Truthfully say it。
OK， 我们再唱第一节来。来，何等的安慰，蒙圣灵的安慰。主日主时与主同行，无论尺寸不靠话语的智慧，有主能力和主生命，心中 yes， 无论心灵何种，生活我是生活在话语的心事中，是他保守我，是他带领我，主日主时蒙他安慰我。来，弟兄们，
Brothers，
何等的安慰，蒙圣灵的安慰，我心充满何等平安，活在他光中，歌唱在他甜美，我的魂间音乐唱满。一起来，心中我是心中在圣灵的能力中，生活我是生活在话语的心事中，是他保守我，是他带领我，主日主时蒙他安慰我。姊妹们来
Sisters，
来暂停暂停暂停、
We're gonna pause here for a sec。
我觉得姊妹们没有把声音放出来哈。
I feel like the sisters have notfully released their voices.
你知道我在中国的时候啊
，When I was in China，
每次聚会啊
，Every time we gathered，
弟兄们唱完了
，Every time when the brothers finished singing， when the sisters were singing，
哇，我都感觉后面那个声音排山倒海。
Their voices seem like huge, mighty waves.
啊，那姊妹们个个都是直着嗓门这么喊的。
And all the sisters were shouting.
哇，气势惊人啊
！And it was very stimulating.
我不要你们这么喊，你们至少要把声音放出来，好吧？
I don't wish that you would yell, but that at least release your voices.
来，姊妹们，第三节啊，来。
Okay, so sisters, verse 3.
起来
，Together。
信主我是信主，在神心里的一个。生活我是生活在话语的信息中，是他保守我，是他带领我。主与主是蒙他安慰我。
第四节起来
，Together。
何等的安慰，我神灵的安慰，脱罪脱虑也能脱寒。一路的甘甜，祷告相信作为，一直等候我主回来。心中我是心中在神灵的能力中，生活我是生活在话语的信息中，是他保守我，是他带领我，主日主是蒙他安慰我。
感谢主啊
！We thank the Lord。
我看很多弟兄姊妹越唱，这个脸就开了，很多笑容出来。
I、see, the more we sang the song, the more smiles I saw.
你唱完，你觉得这个里面很热吗？有没有
？You feel a lot of warmth within when you sing this.
要唱到整个心灵都火热啊
！We should sing this to the point where our souls are lit with fire.
副歌再来两遍，好不好
？Let's sing the refrain two more times and then we'll pray.
行走我是行走在神灵的能力中。生活我是生活在话语的心事中，是他保守我，是他带领我，我日主是蒙他安慰我。心中我是心中在神灵的能力中，生活我是生活在话语的心事中，是他保守我，是他带领我，昨日主是蒙他安慰我。
我们同声开口祷告。
Let's all pray in unison.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we truly thank you.
在你的救恩中，你不仅给我们一个新的生命。
In your salvation, you not only gave us a new life.
你也差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
But you sent your Holy Spirit to live in us.
他在我们的生命中成了保惠师。
And in our lives, he is our comforter.
他要把你所完成的一切都做在我们的身上。
And he will complete your work in our hearts.
所以在我们基督徒的生活里。
So in the life of a Christian.
我们应当经历一切你所做的。
We need to experience all that you've done.
我们的生命中应该常常有亮光。
In our life, we need to constantly have light.
我们的生命中应该常常有喜乐。
And in our life, we need to have joy.
我们的生命中应该常常有甜美。
And in our life, we should have sweetness.
主啊，求你让我们认识保惠师的带领。
Lord, help us to recognize the leading of the Comforter.
好叫我们不仅在你面前过着这种满足的生活。
That we, in this condition, may we live an abundant life before you.
让我们用我们的生活见证你所做的。
That we can use our life to testify of your work.
主啊，时候已经到末了。
Lord, we've come to the end times.
你很快就要回来。
And you will return soon.
愿我们更多知道怎样顺服圣灵的带领。
May we know even more how to be obedient.
愿我们在地上的光景
and the condition in,
不仅圣灵为你做见证
in the condition that we're in, not only does the test, does the Holy Spirit
我们在圣灵的带领中也是你的见证
but your spirit in us is also a testimony.
谢谢你早晨与我们同在
Thank you for being with us this morning.
你的膏油涂抹了整个的聚会
Your holy anointing has covered the entire meeting.
荣耀归给你
May all glory be unto you.
我们这样祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen. 请坐
Please be seated.